A high-profile opposition senator in the Philippines has been holed up in his office in Manila for several days, the latest target of President Rodrigo Duterte's campaign against his opponents. President Duterte, notorious for his murderous war on drugs that's left thousands dead, this week ordered the arrest and trial of Senator Antonio Trillanes, a popular former naval officer, amid whispers of a possible coup. Here's President Duterte speaking earlier this week.
At the end of the day, if the armed forces think that I am not competent, that I am not qualified to be sitting here as president, I have discussed this matter with them in a command conference. If you want another president, fine.
President Rodrigo Duterte, so is there a threat of a coup, and why is a growing list of Duterte opponents being sidelined? Dr. Stephen Rood is with the Social Research Institute Social Weather, based in Manila, and he's a visiting fellow at the Australian National University. I asked him a short time ago why Senator Trillanes is being targeted.
Senator Trillanes has, even before the election of the president in May of 2016, been one of his fiercest critics. And he's an interesting young man because he took part in an abortive coup more than 10 years ago. And during the previous administration of President Aquino, he received an amnesty. And the president, within the last 10 days or so, has tried to revoke that amnesty while Senator Trillanes has stayed inside the Senate building to avoid arrest.
And as you say, Senator Trillanes has form. So is he, as President Duterte claims, consorting with communists as part of a coup plot?
No, that's safe to say. They are sworn blood enemies from quite a long time ago between the communists and the armed forces of the Philippines. So that's entirely unlikely. Secondly, Senator Trillanes has long been out of the armed forces, so while he maintains friendship and so on, it's not like he has any particular command influence over elements of the armed forces. Thirdly, all the security forces of the Philippines have said that they see no evidence of a coup plot. It has mostly appeared in the president's rhetoric.
The matter of the arrest of the senator, or the order for the arrest, is now tied up in the courts, but he's not the first parliamentarian opposed to the president or others in officialdom who've been targeted by Duterte. What is the president's endgame with this targeting of his opponents?
Well, the previous senator that he successfully got arrested, Senator De Lima, had been one of his opponents since President Duterte was mayor of Davao City and accused way back then of extrajudicial killings in order to clean up the drug war. So he was getting her out of the way because she was performing considerable investigations into both his past and current behavior in the drug war. There have been other opponents of the president, including mayors who have been accused by the president of being involved in drugs and have been assassinated. So there's a fairly concerning amount of that kind of intimidation going on under the current administration.
Duterte has said that he prefers a military junta to take over from him instead of his constitutional successor, the vice president. Is he actively angling for that to happen, and is the military with him?
He's more actively angling to have his preferred successor declared the winner in the election, replacing the current serving vice president. The military is not in the least bit interested in having a junta. The current administration faces many problems, and particularly the economic problems are beginning to get worse. But more to the point, the military learned its lesson under the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos and don't want to get involved in civilian government to that extent.
You say the economic problems are getting worse. I've been reading that includes for the military, indeed, that soldiers are finding their salaries are not really good enough anymore with rising prices. How much instability are we likely to see in the next sort of phase of Duterte's leadership?
Well, the normal froth of political controversy within the Metro Manila environs will continue, but it's really based on civilian talk. The problem is that if inflation in particular keeps going, that's the sort of thing that hits the presidential popularity and provides considerably more maneuvering space for his civilian opponents.
It might hit the president's popularity, but if he was thrown out of office, wouldn't he be vulnerable to being charged over some of these matters, for example, the murders in the drug war?
Yes, indeed. The unfortunate pattern so far in the Philippines has been that past presidents are under legal assault by their successors. And so one of the reasons why President Duterte would prefer that his vice president be the son of the former dictator Marcos. Former Senator Bongbong Marcos is the one disputing the election. He wants that to happen to manage a much more safe transition, no matter when he stands down.
President Duterte's office has refuted a recent report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the US that's branded him an impediment to democracy. Is it fair to conclude that Filipinos are now under autocratic rule?
That's actually going too far, thank goodness. We have seen many signs that, in particular, the president would be interested in that kind of rule by himself, not by the military. But there are many people in the media and in the legislature, particularly the upper house, who are pushing back against that. So we have to watch the progress of the possible authoritarianism here in the Philippines, such as the erosion of the freedom of the press or the independence of the judiciary. We will have normal elections in the Philippines next May for all the legislatures and all the local government officials, so that in that sense, authoritarianism hasn't yet taken over.
Stephen Rood, thanks very much for speaking with PM. Dr. Stephen Rood with the Social Research Institute Social Weather, based in Manila. He is also a visiting fellow at the Australian National University.